Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking Vietnam, China, and more with Phil Tsang in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
A world of opportunity. That's really what Phil Tsang's looking at right now from his position as the Chief Executive Officer President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He represents U.S. cattle producers and pork producers in selling their products overseas. And he says there's a lot of great opportunities for the beef business right now, especially in some of those Asian countries beyond the current top markets of South Korea and Japan.
Well, I think, you know, when we take a look at that whole Pacific Rim, and, you know, Vietnam, for example, we're up in Vietnam, and that's a market that's a developing market that has tremendous potential. It's probably the second market in the TPP presenting potential for us. Again, there's huge competition there. That's very that's closer to Australia. We see that market as being potentially very good. We see the obviously we see Taiwan. That's a market that's up about 10% this year. That's a good market, performing very well for us. And you know, when you look at the 65% of the world's middle class is going to be in Asia over the course of the next 15 years, that's an area to be in. I think when we talk about Asia, of course, you have to talk about China. And the Chinese market is a vexing market. It's been closed since 2003. We've had to go through all kinds of steps now to even get close to getting that market open. But it looks like the major hurdle at this point in time is traceability. But I would say this is the one area where the whole industry has really come together, and that would be exporters, it'd be producers, everyone. So we have a bookend system that we're going to be proposing. And hopefully, you know, the U.S. government, and I know this administration, I was just in Washington last week, they're very focused on having progress with China. So to me, having our government committed to getting her done is very encouraging. So I've never seen so much enthusiasm for trying to get this thing rectified as I have right now with China.
The government-to-government relationship is very important.
It's very important, and it's getting more rocky. And, you know, we just filed a dumping case against China yesterday. This whole thing, the South China Seas, is an issue because the United States, of course, is the big brother when it comes to all these countries. I mean, the Philippines, Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, all across that whole East China Sea, there's tremendous concerns, you know, and the Chinese are asserting themselves. And then what we have now is an assertive China, and that doesn't play well with its neighbors. And the enormity of the Chinese army, the emphasis they have on defense and offense, if you will, now the way it's being viewed, it's concerning. And so all these things play into the whole relationship between the U.S. and China. So it's a delicate relationship. I'm glad we have a good friend there named Max Baucus. He knows the beef industry very well. I know he's worked tirelessly on trying to get this market open. So hopefully, before he leaves, and maybe that would be, you know, if we could get TPP passed and China open, we'd have a hell of a good year.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.